All right, we've promised you some live music, so here it comes. Line and Circle is in studio. They've got a hometown gig in Los Angeles tonight at the Bootleg. We're going to learn a lot more about their new album, Split Figure, here in just a little bit. But first, we want them to play live. So, Brian, tell everybody what you're going to play, and then whenever you're ready.
This song is called Wounded Desire.
In Circle, live in studio, doing a set for us now on KX93.5. Again, you can catch them tonight at the Bootleg in LA, and we'll talk to the band and learn a lot more coming up. They've got one more song for us whenever you guys are ready.
River, river, desire, I want you to sleep in your
Awesome. Line and Circle live on KX93.5. We'll be right back to talk to these guys about their show tonight and their new album, Split Figure. All right, we're back in studio now with the guys from Line and Circle. They just did a full live set for us. Well, by full, I mean two songs. Thank you guys for playing those songs for us.
Yeah,
good morning.
Absolutely, man.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Good
Thank
morning.
You.
We've got Brian, John, and Eric now on the mic. Garrett's back there on the drums laughing at everyone. Thank you, guys. That was awesome. So let's talk a bit about your band, learn about this new album and the gigs you've got going on right now. You just played San Diego last night on the way to L.A., so this was fairly convenient, right?
That's right. Right on the way.
Okay, good. And L.A. is kind of a hometown gig. I know you're transplants, right? So was it part of the goal to move here and make music happen a few years ago?
I think so. It sort of just turned out that way. Had initially come west for musical reasons and just sort of decided to stay.
Yeah.
So good things always happened when we were in L.A.
Sure.
As opposed to being in Akron, Ohio. Not that good things can't happen there. Great things can
LeBron
happen.
LeBron James.
Too. LeBron can happen, yeah.
Other than that, though.
Yeah. There's a lot to offer in the Midwest, but the West Coast has been good to us creatively, I think.
And your success happened pretty quickly when it happened. I mean, you got snatched up by a fairly big radio station in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
And some other things, too. So, I mean, it kind of maybe took you by surprise.
I think we've been fortunate to get a little bit of exposure, and we're just sort of happy to be able to get the music out to whoever wants to grab it.
So you guys just did CMJ. How was that?
It was fun. It was very fun to be out there and play in front of a different type of crowd. And the New York crowds are definitely a little different than the LA crowds, but it's nice to mix it up and much welcome change of pace.
CMJ is so cool. It's the College Music Journal Music Conference for those listening who don't know, but they do it in New York every year, and they use venues in Brooklyn and all over the place. And I saw Mumford & Sons at CMJ at a Brooklyn venue for like 20 people. Mm-hmm. You know, and it really is the epitome of, you know, blowing bands up. So
were there suspenders involved at that point?
They still had suspenders and banjos and everything.
Oh, good.
They've changed now. Okay. But back then, they were very, very true to their roots. So on that note, I think your guys' kind of musical influences are really interesting to me. I mean, sure, you hear this all the time, a definite 80s Cure Smiths vibe kind of mixed with like kind of a dream pop. You know, I hard to identify, obviously, but what inspires you to make the music that you do?
Oh boy, existence, sure. Everything. Do you mean musical influences?
Yeah,
or musical
guess.
Inspiration. I think I've talked before about sort of my interest in minimalism. Sort of composers like Steve Reich and Phil Glass. I think that the simplicity of the arrangements in music like that has really sort of informed the way that we try to compose. And I'm also an Eric Satie fan, and we've wondered before if Eric Satie is somehow the great great grandfather of dreamy music.
Mm-hmm.
When he was pretty ahead of the curve in the 1800s, but maybe he had something to do with it.
What about you guys?
Man, I just like playing guitar, so I'm fortunate enough to be able to play everything that I want to play in this band, and it turns out it fits in pretty well, at least I hope.
Absolutely.
So yeah, like, you know, all the jangly overly complicated stuff that takes too long for me to learn on the guitar.
Yeah, and you're able to do that in this band.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, thankfully. Yeah, most bands I've been in, you know, I'm not able to be as we're not able to. I guess we just let each other kind of play our parts and our music and make it into a real collaborative thing. So.
Well, that's very selfless of all of you to kind of let each musician shine.
It just winds up being so much better when everybody has a chance to contribute their bits. I mean, these guys are so talented, and I feel so lucky to have met them and found them.
Yeah.
You know, if you heard the demos before and after, going from just a bedroom to like everybody getting a chance to put their stuff on it, it's what makes me happy.
Cool. Well, people can hear the collaboration on your new album, Split Figure, which came out in October. It was a debut album, although you'd released singles and EPs and stuff before that. So
that's right.
Long time coming for that for you guys.
Yeah, I think we had gotten a few songs out there initially and had a chance to compose a bunch of stuff. And we did several sessions in the studio, had a chance to sort of take our time and choose the songs that we were most comfortable with. And there were a batch of songs that we sort of left off. And so it was nice to have the time to work on it.
Yeah.
and we're really happy with the way it turned out.
And reception's been good?
Reception's been very good. We've been happy.
And the shows, how have they been?
The shows have been really fun.
Killer, man.
Yeah.
And so again, tonight in LA at the Bootleg, Strange Names is playing with you. Do you want to say a quick thing about them too?
Yeah, we sort of met them last night for the first time. they're very lovely people. I think they had a single out on the same label that we put our first 7-inch out on. So we had a common producer friend, and I think that's how that came about.
Cool. So you can see Line and Circle tonight in Los Angeles. You can grab the new album, Split Figure. Is there somewhere in particular you'd like people to go to get it that benefits you most?
Or? I think the label website's probably the most direct way to get it.
Cool.
That's grandgallopmusic.com.
Awesome. Anything else you guys want to add?
Well, we'd like to thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming in. I know it's early and oftentimes hard to get it all going at 9 in the morning, but we appreciate it.
We're surprised at how many people are out like doing things at this hour.
Yeah, see, it amazes you. I get here at 6 and there's still a lot of people out. So it's a whole new world that you haven't been.
Very, very impressive.
You haven't been involved in for a while. Line and Circle, thank you guys very much. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
This whole set and interview will be broadcast or podcast online at kx935.com, and hope to see you guys next time you're through.
Likewise. Thanks again.
Thanks.